and this is exciting. Joining us now is Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Ooh. Many, many, many years as bass player and vocalist with Metallica.
It's
Jason Newsted and the Chop House Band. Yeah, let's play some songs, man, and we'll talk about what you're up to in a few minutes. But go for it, man.
Sounds good. This is for the people in the North Country, if you know what I'm saying. Roll me up and smoke me when I die. Toward the sky, roll me up and smoke me when I die. Roll me up and smoke me when I die. Anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. Said I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, don't sit around and cry. Roll me up and smoke me when I die. Didn't come here and I ain't leaving, don't sit around and cry.
Chop House Band, Joe Ledesma on bass, and Rob Tucker on the cajon. Yeah, hi-ho. good stuff. They're going to be playing September 8th at Mill Valley at the Sweetwater Music Hall in Silos in Napa on September 10th.
Yeah.
And September 15th in Sebastopol at Hop Monk. Okay, I got to ask you this. Can we get him on the regular mic? Because it'll be a little easier.
Hello.
There you go.
I'll lean into it, man.
Okay. Talk about a significant departure from Metallica and the bands that you've had in the past.
Mm-hmm.
What made you get into Americana and roots music like this?
The Chop House has been going for quite a few years, so we've played different styles for a long time, but not really ever in public. We played this kind of music with, you know, parties and keggers and stuff for our friends and like that, but this is the first time we're bringing it out for the people. This is
cool.
These shows right here. So we've always experimented with different styles of music, even though we spent the most hours with our forte of the heavy music, you know, but, this was always in my roots and my family and that, you know, listening to music through time and my parents' record collections and all that,
right.
Mamas and Papas and George Jones and things, so... There you go.
What's next, opera?
No, I don't think so. no, we, you know, we really have played with many different styles in the Chop. There's been all kind of you know, hip-hop guys and soul guys and full metal guys and rock people and turntablists and all these different things through the years. So we always try to mix it up as much as possible, mix up styles as much as possible.
Yesterday, according to my fine producer, Mike DeWald, was the 28th anniversary of the release of the Metallica album, And Justice for All.
Really?
Your first album playing with them. See, you didn't even know that, but Mike knows it all.
Seems like a week and a half ago.
How did you wind up in Metallica all these years ago? And you were there for the heyday, really, in many, many ways.
Yeah, they were together as the original Metallica, for three albums in about 3.5 years. And I joined in 1986 after the death of Cliff Burton in a bus accident, their bass player. And they auditioned a bunch of cats from all around the world. About 45 or 50 people auditioned over in Hayward. And I flew up from Phoenix, where I was then with my band Flotsam and Jetsam.
Right.
And came up and auditioned for those guys. They called me back a couple times. Next thing you know, there we are. But actually, 11 days after that day, that first audition day, we were playing a sold-out Budokan. And so I went from loading my Ford Ranger truck with my amp and stuff, Flotsam, and about actually 8 days later or something, playing a Budokan.
Thousands and thousands.
Yeah, so that's 30 years ago in a couple months here.
Wow. All right. Again, the gigs coming up, and this is the first gigs for you guys.
Right. We've done a couple warm-ups, just kind of around local stuff, and then we're doing these five. Actually, there is one that we missed in there, which is the 7th, Wednesday the 7th. We're playing in Santa Cruz at Moe's. Then we go to 8th, Sweetwater, 10th, Silos, 15th, and Sebastopol. Mm-hmm. We also have a free show this weekend, or a week from today, in Nevada at the Crystal Bay Casino. So we're doing five exclusive shows to share this fun stuff with everybody.
What about recording? I'm assuming you've been recording some of this.
We record everything, but we only have probably four or five originals we play together, and probably I have 10 or 12 written, so it's going to be a little while before we record that. I've really been collecting songs. That's the key right now, is just try to get as many and go deeper and deeper in the years, back into mining songs and older songs and way, way back, and make our own versions of them, some well-known, some not so known.
Sounds great. It's Jason Newstead and the Chop House Band. Let's do another song on the Friday Drive Live.
All righty.
Thank you. Jason Newstead and the Chop House Band, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Jason Newstead.
Woo.
They're going to be performing on the 7th of September in Santa Cruz, Mill Valley at the Sweetwater Music Hall on the 8th. The 10th over in Napa at Silos, and September 15th at Sebastopol at the Hop Monk Abbey.
Yeah, we want to talk about the Sebastopol show because it was originally booked on the 17th, this Saturday. The Saturday the 17th was the original booking of the Sebastopol show, and it's been moved to Thursday the 15th. Your Saturday tickets are still good at the Thursday show.
Cool.
And if you can't make the Thursday show, you can get a full refund from Hop Monk. So there you go. All right, point of purchase.
There you go. All right. I got to ask you, what's it like being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Awesome.
Yeah, and you got to show up and play with Metallica that night, right?
And I hadn't played with them for 9 years.
Wow.
In between that. And so, that was amazing. It was amazing. Yep, really was. Very special. To get in there so young, the band being so young, and us guys still being so young, and the band still fully functioning as a dominating world force in music, and get the Hall of Fame thing while they're still in mid-stride.
Right, exactly.
That doesn't happen a lot.
No, a lot of these guys come back and reform for the induction ceremony.
Right.
But yeah, you guys
have 19 members up there.
Yeah,
after
exactly.
All the years, you know. But we had a couple, but it was all very righteous. I thought very righteous.
Jason Newsted, Joe Ledesma on bass, and Rob Tucker on percussion. How is it? Just the three of you, or
this is the core of the Chop House Band, but every show the band is different because we have 18 or 20 members in our band across the nation, across the world, because when they could come, like I said before, when they could make it from their tours for a show or two or from a jam or two, then they would come. So that's what's happening at these shows, too. These people will be playing the shows, you know, as the core.
But you'll have more
guys. There's different guitar players, a slide guitar player guy, and so on, like this. Other percussionists and things like that.
Well, I love it, man. It sounds great. I'm a huge Americana country fan and roots and stuff, so this is so cool. Again, for you, we go over heavily into Napa, so you folks in Napa, September 10th at Silos, and your friends in Marin, Mill Valley at Sweetwater Music Hall on the 8th and 15th at Sebastopol at Hop Monk in the Abbey. Very cool. Let's do another one here. Jason Newsted and the Chop House Band on the Friday Drive Live. Boys?
Nice. We're going to go back to what you're talking about. There are some origins. This is some Carter family stuff by way of John Prine. Let's get this over here. I'm singing to you, baby.
Watching the sun go down.
Unbelievable. You know, listeners didn't hear the crowd here, I think they would assume we were playing records. You know, this is not a CD. This is live in the studio. My God. Jason Newsted and the Chop House Band. Joe Ledesma on bass. Rob Tucker on percussion. Joe, what's it like playing bass for Jason Newsted?
Pretty awesome.
After all his years as being a bass player.
Pretty awesome. Good bass member.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Jason Newsted with Joe Ledesma on bass, Rob Tucker on percussion. They're going to be in Santa Cruz on September 7th, in Mill Valley on the 8th at Sweetwater Music Hall, Napa at Silos on the 10th and 15th in Sebastopol at Hot Monk Tavern. You guys, thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.
Jason, great to meet you. Great to meet all you guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Beautiful. All right, you going to stick around?
Absolutely.
All right, he's going to stick around and join us on the Needle Droppings panel.